1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Biden administration told Congress it's readying a new military aid bill for Israel.
Last week, the Biden administration suspended a shipment of bombs to Israel that it feared might be used in an incursion into Rafah. The White House has alerted Congress it's moving forward with a new weapons deal for Israel worth over $1.2 billion.
ABC's Matt Gutman. The White House threatening a veto of House Republican legislation requiring the administration deliver those aforementioned bombs to Israel. A federal judge in New York City sends former Drug Enforcement Administration Supervisor Manny Recio to 3 years in prison for bribing a longtime colleague to leak DEA intelligence to defense lawyers in Miami, looking to profit off the timing of indictments and other sensitive information. Caitlin Clark scored 20 points in her WNBA debut for the Indiana Fever, but committed 10 turnovers in a 92-71 loss to the Connecticut Sun. This is ABC News. A handful of so-called creators on TikTok who don't realize that governments can do these things is suing to stop the law requiring the Chinese owners to sell to a U.S.-approved buyer or be banned here.
Eight video creators say their First Amendment rights are threatened by the new law. The plaintiffs include a formerly homeless rancher in Texas, a cookie baker in Tennessee, a Maryland-based promoter of black small businesses, and a college football coach in North Dakota. TikTok itself filed a similar lawsuit last week. The government argues the app poses a national security threat while it remains under Chinese control.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. 79-year-old Frank Blethyn, publisher and chief executive of the Seattle Times, announced he'll step down at the end of next year after four decades leading the newspaper his family has owned since 1896. Under Blethyn's stewardship, the Times won 9 Pulitzer Prizes. He says his mantra is that good content and useful content is what you need to attract an audience. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Ross story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension Health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected to what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
UW Green Bay has a new coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Green Bay Phoenix new head basketball coach is Doug Gottlieb, who appeared on Inside Wisconsin, saying he'll also keep doing his daily national sports talk show.
I was like, well, could I still do my radio show? The part that's hard is it's two jobs in one. The difference for me, I've been doing 7 jobs anyway for several years.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series against the Pirates. Milwaukee winning last night 4-3. How is Rhys Hoskins doing? Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, they don't think it's terribly bad, but still, like any hamstring strain, you know, it's going to take 2, 3, 4 weeks. You just don't know.
NFL schedules are out today. Next week, the Packers rookies and new defensive coaching staff will be on hand for OTAs.
You know, there's a lot of new faces around here, from coaches to players, so you're watching a lot of the coaches coach for the first time.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies turning clear in the overnight with lower 40s by daybreak and light northeast winds. Quite a bit of sunshine for Wednesday, highs in the lower 70s. More clouds on the way Wednesday night. By Thursday, we'll have a chance of showers and a few storms. Currently 46 degrees.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On the next show, we'll be moving with the Malcors. Ben and Deanna Malcor will be in to talk real estate.
Plus, Abby Novak joins us from downtown Appleton to tell us about their Light the Night event that's coming up.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. The night is lit. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night edition of Nightlight, broadcasting live from Green Bay, Wisconsin, beautiful downtown Green Bay here at City Deck Landing at WGBW, broadcasting statewide. For your listening pleasure, great to have you with me. Hope you'll be part of the show like you always are. Got a good one tonight. We're going to be talking, one-word tease, that's all I need for this show. You ready, Conrad?
Yep.
Bigfoot.
There you go.
That's all you need to know. We will be covering Bigfoot tonight on the show at 8:35. We are going to talk about, there's a Bigfoot convention about an hour north of Green Bay in the Marinette area where I live. And it was a big success last year. And we will have a Bigfoot enthusiast on at 8:35. I have questions. You may have questions. I'm very curious. Part of me has always wanted there to be a Bigfoot, a Loch Ness Monster. I don't think there are, but I'm open to the idea that something exists. And I know scientists have said, like, well, maybe something exists like way below the surface of the sea, an area that's harder to investigate. Something that slipped through the cracks, a megalodon that lived. That would be cool. But it's possible. Nessie could be out there. Bigfoot could be out there. I'm open to it. That's all I'll say. So we'll talk Bigfoot at 8:35 with my pal Mike Desitel. And then my other good friend, Terry Bell, who is the Civic Media News Director. Terry is a big fan of Taylor Tomlinson. I was not as familiar with her comedy, but he shared some reels with me over Facebook, and she is so funny. And I said, Terry, you got to come on the show and we got to discuss this and expose our audience to Taylor Tomlinson. Very funny stand-up comic who will be performing next weekend at Comedy on State in Madison. Terry will be along at 8:05. And then coming up in studio in a few minutes is my pal Heather Heil. She will be here. She works at the Green Bay Children's Museum. She is also, would you call her a TV buff, Conrad? How would you describe Heather?
I mean, after that office quiz, she did really well.
She did really well.
So I would say TV show enthusiast.
Okay. Maybe not necessarily a buff yet.
We'll have to see how she does with the quiz tonight.
Yeah, she's going to take me to task on my Ted Lasso hatred. And hatred's a strong word. Despisal? I just made up a word there. No, I don't despise it either. So we'll talk Ted Lasso. We'll talk, we have a friends quiz we're going to give Heather this time. Last time she took our office quiz and, as Conrad said, did quite well. Are you ready to take some texts, Conrad? I feel like we're going to need a lot of listener interaction tonight because of our topics.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Definitely ready to take some text.
Very cool. So, Sherry's checking in already on the stream. Hello, Sherry. She says, I believe Sherry believes in Bigfoot. That's our question tonight. Let's just do that. What mythical creature do you believe in?
Leprechauns.
Leprechauns.
What about a Pegasus?
Oh, no.
I don't know about that one.
Let's should we make it more centralized or more specific? Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Yeah. I mean,
all right, let's do that.
There's so many mythical creatures you could Loch Ness Monster.
Well, that's the one. See, I feel like if either one of them is going to exist, it would be Nessie, because underwater, I think it's harder to track that stuff.
Yeah. You don't know what's down there.
You don't know what's down there. And I don't think that body of water in Scotland is that deep, but I don't know. Let's do this. Here's our question. Do you believe in Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster? That's the question tonight. Do you believe in Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster? Let us know. That's a fun one. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC. I'm open to it. I can't say I believe, but I love listening to other people. I don't know that I believe in the paranormal, but it's so fun when Todd Michaels comes on.
Yeah.
Because he's so measured and just makes sense. And he says he's open to it too. So.
You know what's another one? The Yeti.
All right, we'll add that one. The Yeti or.
The Yeti is just the snow Bigfoot.
Correct. From the Santa Claus is coming to town, there was a Yeti.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think I just thought that'd be a good question for our friends quiz. Remember the Yeti episode?
Yes.
But if Heather's listening, that we just gave her an answer. So do you believe in Bigfoot, the Yeti, or the Loch Ness Monster? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. I love reading people's texts on the air. It is so much fun when people interact. Sherry says unicorns. She says she believes in both. I assume she means Nessie or Bigfoot. Stacy Sue checking in says, I always believed in Loch Ness, never Bigfoot. Okay, there you go. It's easier to make the leap, I think, with the water. Because, you don't know what's down there. It's crazy. So good guests, a good question. Lots going on in show business. I watched, leading up to the Oscars, I heard from all the people we talked to about show business, about the film Iron Claw. And I finally watched it. It's available to stream now on HBO. I watched it last night. It is a heartbreaking story. And based on a true story. And I wish I had seen this before Rich Lucasio was on the show. He was here last week talking wrestling, and the Von Erich brothers were all wrestlers being raised by a wrestling father who was famous for the move, the Iron Claw. It was Zac Efron was really good. He was obviously all roided up, and he didn't even look like himself, but he was good. Jeremy Allen White was good. This great actor, Holt, I got to look him up. His first name is Holt McEnany or something like that. He was really good as the dad. But this family had a tragic story when it came to wrestling and how the kids were raised. And I assume it was, reasonably close to what really happened. But they lost like three boys. All for different reasons. They all took their own lives. And it was what I liked about it. Holt McElhaney. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. But he was also in, what's the FBI show, Conrad?
That doesn't narrow
come
it
on,
down.
Come on, man. What's the FBI show? You know it.
There's like a billion.
No, it's the guy from Glee was on it, and he's a Broadway star. My daughter's actually here tonight. I'm going to ask her because we watched it together. Holt McElhaney, I think that's his name. If you see the guy's face, you'd know him. He's a really good actor. But he played the dad really well. Maura Tierney plays Doris Von Erich. The dad was like just jerky enough not to be over the top, but you could also see why the boys would react the way they did to him, that he kind of forced them into wrestling. And they were good. They all had title shots. Really good film. And I'm not necessarily a wrestling fan, except when Rich LoCascio is here. Then I say I am. But I recommend it. Iron Claw. It's good. And I am really trying to muscle through Baby Reindeer, but it just keeps getting weirder and weirder. Conrad's afraid to watch it. And yeah. Why is that? Why did you say that? What have you heard about it?
I don't know. I just don't like those types. You know, I'm just more happy-go-lucky type of shows, you know?
Yeah. The lead character is like, he is definitely not a cliche, I will say that. And it's weird. There's a lawsuit brewing between the woman who is based, the stalker is based on in real life.
I heard that.
Yeah, and she, the more I watch this show, she's nuts. But he's almost crazier than she is. He's like this emotional punching board. He's just a really strange character. It's crazy. But I'm on like episode 5 or 6. And I just, at this point, I'm going to get through it to finish it. But I can't, I don't think I can recommend it. Like, I like the first couple episodes. It was kind of weird, but it has gotten weirder and weirder. Very strange show. From the 608, Robert checking in from McFarland says, Nessie, baby. He believes in Nessie. Or is open to it. Oh, here you go. Tom from New Berlin. The 414 says, sturgeon, the fish is real. The rest is speculation. It, you know what, though? That kind of makes the argument, Tom, like, because a sturgeon is a prehistoric fish, and they can be huge. They can be like 12. I think some can be like 14 feet long. I've seen those. I didn't even know what to make of them. They look so weird. I might see something and go, that looks like a mythical creature.
It does, yeah.
Very, very strange. And we had Ed the Diver on a few weeks ago, and he, on one of his videos, he pets a sturgeon. And it is so ugly. It looks like something out of a horror film. And you're like, oh, that doesn't exist. Hollywood made that up. No, they're real. You don't know what's down there. Good answers so far. That's our question. Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster, Yetis, or Big Feet, or a Bigfoot? Let us know what you think. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We will talk more in depth about this. There is a Bigfoot convention in my hometown of Marinette, Wisconsin. They're getting it done up there when it comes to large-feeted monsters. So we'll keep talking about that. The last Seinfeld aired today in 1998 after 9 seasons. Kind of a controversial ending. And it's B. Arthur's birthday this week. We have to do, when we come back, I want to play a really funny clip from B. Arthur. She was so funny. She was comedic gold on The Golden Girls and the show Maude. Very funny. She was also a Marine. I did not know that until I did some research yesterday. Really interesting character, an American original, B. Arthur. We'll talk about that next, and we'll read more of your texts. Heather Heil coming up at 7:35. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight. So great to have you with me tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it breaks my heart. From where did I fall?
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're just too good to be true.
It's such a great song. It's Frankie Valli's birthday, like last week, right? Is that why we...
I just really like that song.
What did you... You just told me you watched something.
It's in Unfrosted.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Unfrosted. When they're pouring the cereals.
Yeah, movie ruined a perfectly good song. No, it wasn't terrible. I bought the first gift I ever got my wife was at Hallmark Gifts at the Pine Tree Mall in Marinette. I was like 21 or 22, and I saw it was Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse in a convertible, and they were kind of looking at each other like lovebirds, and that was the song. Like, you wind it up as like a music box, and that was the song. That's one of my all-time favorite songs. And have you ever seen the movie The Deer Hunter, Conrad?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Who's in that?
De Niro, Christopher Walken. It's a movie about Vietnam, but there's a great scene where they're shooting pool in the bar right before they're all heading over to Vietnam. And that song is just cranked in the bar and they're all singing it. It's just like this beautiful moment of innocence before they go over and fight in the war, like these steelworking friends. It's like one of my favorite scenes in movie history. I think that's the first time I ever heard that song when I was like in high school. So great. It's going to crack me up. I have friends. What do you do, Conrad, when you drop a call? A call drops. What's the first thing you say to the person on the other end of the line? Do you call them back right away?
I call them back. But, oh, so, sorry. Something must have happened there.
Do you even say that?
I do.
I have friends that still say, now what happened there? It's like, and I don't even have the patience to answer that. It's like, it's technology. It happens all the time. We could spend 2 minutes trying to figure out who lost a bar and dropped the call. Because that's like when cell phones first happened. Now, hold on a second. I thought I had bars, but the call dropped. What happened there? Yeah, because I was about to go through a tunnel, but I wasn't in there yet. So I don't know why. That was weird. Like you're breaking it down scientifically, and now... I think when a call drops, I just call right back. Hey, that's it. Hey, man. Yeah, where were we? That's it. You don't need to explain it.
I always just be like, oh, sorry, something must have happened there, and then keep going.
If it's like a business call, yeah. Oh, sorry, I got attacked by a Yeti. I lost the call. I don't know why that cracks me up so much. This is like one of those things like in life that doesn't need to be discussed. Let's just move on. The call dropped. We're not going to fix it. It's not coming back. Here's another thing. I just have to get this off my chest. Throughout the day, various things bother me. Have you noticed that about me? Okay. So I play video poker. All right. I use an app. The other night, and I've seen this before too, I'm at a table. I'm playing what's called a sit and go. You play Texas Hold'em, and you basically have to outlast the other people at the table. Well, I'm sitting there, and most of the people, like some of us use real photos. It's just our Facebook picture. Other people use avatars. It's like the dinosaur, the crazy mob looking guy, whatever. And that's fine. Well, some of the avatars are like pretty girls. So this one guy gets to the table. His picture is real. It's like his Facebook picture. Kind of a regular Joe, meat and potatoes kind of guy. He sends a rose to an avatar. He's hitting on an avatar at the at the virtual poker table. So I'm like, well, all right, maybe they're friends, whatever. The avatar has no friends. I check. You can click on it, get information about how many chips they have, that kind of thing. This guy, how lonely are you in your life that you are sending a rose to an avatar at a virtual poker table?
Hey, you never know where you're going to find your missus.
I, you know what? And who am I to judge, Conrad? Honestly, whatever this guy needs to put love in his life, even if it's from a two-dimensional cartoon character. It was probably a bot, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's depressing. But I'm like, it's one of those things, too, that happened. I'm like, God, there's no one here I can share this with. I'm going to have to wait till I have to go on the air to talk about this. Because I'll tell my wife stuff like that, and she'll just go, huh, okay. Like, unfazed. Doesn't care. All right, so it is Stacey Sue checking in on the stream. Wait, Sherry says they found those. Oh, maybe Sherry's talking about Bigfoot. What are you referring to, Sherry? What did they find? Sturgeons, yes. Stacey Sue says, I'm afraid of things in the river. I don't go tubing. Stacey thinks she's going to get eaten by a Loch Ness monster tubing on the river. I don't think you have to worry about that. I don't think there are any recorded Loch Ness monster attacks. Yeah, Sherry says the big fish, the sturgeon. Yeah, those are real. I believe in the sturgeon. Without a doubt. I'm a big sturgeon guy. And then I love the texts we get are so great. Oh, your mom's checking in, Conrad. I really can't discount any of those creatures. How do we know they don't exist? Correct.
Yeah.
Conversely, you could say we have no proof really that they do exist. So I'm with you, Paula. I'm like, I'm open to it. If they're out there, I think it's kind of cool, actually.
I'm still thinking there's a megalodon out there.
That scares the living daylights out of me. The megalodon. Oh, that's what Sherry was referring to, too. Yeah, there could be. I mean, what does the ocean go, like 12 miles deep or something like that?
It's
no way you have that off the top of your head.
That would be cool if I did.
It would be cool if you did. Steve says from the 920, Conrad's dad says, ask Conrad about his dad's run-in with Bigfoot. Long story short, Channel 6 Milwaukee had me confused with another Steve Krieger that lived by us in the Campbellsport area that apparently saw something that looked like Bigfoot in the Holy Hill area of Hubertus, Wisconsin. Conrad was probably 10 at the time.
I don't remember.
Conrad, get out of bed. We're going to look for this thing. But they never find it. That's the thing. I believe there are sightings. I believe there are people see things they're not sure about. There just isn't really any concrete proof that I'm aware of. Maybe Mike Desitel will steer us differently at 8:35. From the 414, Tom from New Berlin says, B, love my mom, Beatrice. A riveter Rosie. I don't understand that. Tom, we need clarification on that, buddy. Your text, your thumb work was not good on that text. But I'd love to read that because I think it was a B. Arthur text. And I'm obsessed with B. Arthur this week. Robert from McFarland says, studies say 90% of men are extremely lonely and say they have no friends. That might be true, but texting an avatar isn't going to fix that. Go to a singles bar.
So you hit up the... Go to poker.
Go to a chat room. Yeah, I gotta go play poker and text two-dimensional cartoons. At least Marge Simpson is, or can be three-dimensional. I don't know. Hey, Heather Heil is coming up next. We are going to talk about Ted Lasso and Friends. That'll be fun. I'll finish reading your texts as well. Our question tonight: do you believe in Yeti, the Bigfoot, or the Loch Ness Monster? Let us know. Having some fun here. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Walk alone, and you're forever talking on the phone. And I try to call your name, but every time it comes out...
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Biden administration told Congress it's readying a new military aid bill for Israel.
Last week, the Biden administration suspended a shipment of bombs to Israel that it feared might be used in an incursion into Rafah. The White House has alerted Congress it's moving forward with a new weapons deal for Israel worth over $1.2 billion.
ABC's Matt Gutman. The White House threatening a veto of House Republican legislation requiring the administration deliver those aforementioned bombs to Israel. A federal judge in New York City sends former Drug Enforcement Administration Supervisor Manny Recio to 3 years in prison for bribing a longtime colleague to leak DEA intelligence to defense lawyers in Miami looking to profit off the timing of indictments and other sensitive information. Caitlin Clark scored 20 points in her WNBA debut for the Indiana Fever, but committed 10 turnovers in a 92-71 loss to the Connecticut Sun. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Senate Republicans are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' vetoes. Critics say the moves are symbolic at best and election year posturing at worst. The overrides include bills to fight PFAS pollution and a population goal for gray wolves. Republicans don't have enough votes in the assembly for the overrides to hold up. Liberal justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court sound inclined to reopen unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes. During oral arguments Monday, Rebecca Dallet said there's nothing in the law banning drop boxes.
We operate in the law with a general concept when the legislature writes a statute that things are permitted unless they're forbidden.
The race for president is expected to be close in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Marvel train keeps on rolling, this time with Nicolas Cage. Cage will play an older version of Spider-Man in a new live-action show called Noir on MGM Plus and Prime Video. The 60-year-old actor plays a PI who is down on his luck while trying to come to terms with his past as Spider-Man and New York City's only superhero. The show is being adapted from the Marvel comic Spider-Man Noir. I like the PI angle, but trying to wrap my head around a Spider-Man with a gut and saggy man boobs who pulls a muscle every time he has to spin a web. Speaking of Marvel, Chris Hemsworth, or Thor, is tired of actors bad-mouthing Marvel Studios, saying it's not fair to want to be in a Marvel film and then bash it if it doesn't do well. Hemsworth was too classy to mention names. The New York Post was not. Christian Bale and Anthony Hopkins. Hemsworth talked about how much it hurt getting hate from directors like Scorsese, Coppola, and Tarantino, who he calls heroes. You see the irony? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at only around 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air. Days at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, we talk to the co-founder of Courage MKE, 1133 public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, a Tuesday edition of our fun show that discusses all things entertainment, TV, movies, comedy, music. We've got you covered. And our question tonight is, do you believe in Bigfoot, the Yeti, or the Loch Ness Monster? Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Joining me now to discuss such things as well as other things is Heather Heil. She is the Director of Business Development at the Green Bay Children's Museum and a frequent guest on the show. Great to have you back,
Heather. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's always good to be here.
It's so much fun because you always come in, and I like that. It's so much more fun to have guests in
the studio.
There's
like, I'm like bottom of the barrel. Like, he's like, no one else needs to come in tonight. Heather's, I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute. I never said
no,
that.
No, I know.
We always have fun.
I love the opportunity to come in and have some fun with you, so thank you.
Did you know, Heather, that Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, MinocquaBrewingCompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm going there tomorrow.
No way.
Yeah, for real.
The Minocqua Brewing Company?
Well,
you gotta
I'm going to Madison for a children's museum conference. So the national conference is in Madison. So I head down tomorrow. I'm there for the rest of the week. And I feel like I'm going to go and listen to some poetry and drink some brew.
I'm telling you, they have great. I had a craft soda. And Conrad, we were talking about this last night. Do you know what craft means? Like when people talk about craft beer,
does it mean that they're making it like homemade?
Probably, right?
I would think so.
I meant to Google it last night, but once
that it's
I walked
handcrafted
out the door, that's probably.
I feel like that would make sense. Someone will tell us if we're wrong, though.
But when I'm thinking about being refreshed and having a beverage, I don't want to think about crafts fairs. Have you ever been to a crafts fair?
Yes, I have. Yeah. No, wrap it up.
Not my thing.
No, me neither. Yeah. Not so much.
Those are crafts.
But I know that
items.
There are people that like love those things.
Yeah,
and that's really fantastic for you.
Okay,
I think it's great.
Craft soda is a soft drink that is produced in a small quantity from natural ingredients.
Oh, see.
Look at that. Okay.
Thank you.
The K-Man.
Yeah.
And that's scientific.
Had a run to the Google.
All right. I'm going to ask you our question first because this fascinates me. I've always been fascinated by Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I was ever exposed to Bigfoot was on the $6 Million Man when he chased after Bigfoot. So I was like, do they exist? Well, if it's on a TV show, why wouldn't it exist? Mm-hmm. So I believed in it for a while, then I wasn't so sure. So tonight we're discussing, do you believe in any of that stuff? Bigfoot or the Yeti or...
I believe in the magic of it, but not... I mean, when I was little, same. Movie I watched was Harry and the Hendersons. I mean, a lot of people probably know
what
that is.
That's not scientific, though.
No, but I thought, this is real. This is very real. But I also, like Conrad was talking early, I believe in the Megalodon. It is 100% out there.
That's what Sherry said too. And I'll tell you what, it's interesting. There's something called the Greenland shark.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this about 3 months ago. They're bigger than a great white. They're huge. Mm-hmm. And they live for like anywhere from 300 to 500 years.
Yes, they
do. This one they showed in the photo looked like it had lived for 400 years. Mm-hmm. They estimated it was 420 years old. It was swimming in the ocean before George Washington was born.
I know. Can you wrap your head around that?
I can't.
That's so much.
And they go so slow. They go like less than a mile an hour. And my only thought would be, kill me. If that's your life.
That.
Right?
I know, but.
I mean, maybe they procreate. That's a few minutes of fun.
Well, they would have to.
I would think.
I think they're solo, though. I don't think they partner up.
Really?
Most sharks do not, no. I mean, they have, like, they're finding scientific evidence that they might mate with the same sharks, but they don't stay together. Like,
they're not
they
like go a couple?
Yeah, they go to different breeding grounds, and then they come back, and they're like, oh, hey, yeah, there you were. I knew you.
Who do they take to game night?
I know. I know.
Speed dating. What do they do? I don't know. It was fascinating, and I thought this shark, it really looked like it was that old, and it was really... So I had never heard of that. Now, I'm not a scientist, contrary to popular opinion, but that blew my mind. Did you just get that?
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
You
little
thought
slow
I was
on the uptake. Yeah, I'm like, okay. Yes, he's a scientist.
You've got a lot
just
on your mind.
Just play one on TV. I do.
Listen, you got,
I got
a lot
going
on. Tell me what's happening at the Children's Museum.
So much. Well, we have this big conference coming up where everyone, I mean, like, across the world is coming together. This is like Hong Kong is going to be there. It is a big deal.
The Hong Kong Children's
Museum will be there. So, and we all connected through the pandemic. So now we come together yearly and just chat about the challenges that children's museums are facing and how we can be stronger together. I mean, as more and more evidence is showing that 0 to 5 age range is that 80% of brain development. And we are such a huge part in that play-based educational learning, that we need to continue to put those kids first.
Good for you.
So thank you. So yeah, just doing that, just building
a bigger,
how long
does that last? You going to Madison like for the whole weekend or is it?
I'm going to go Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then Friday, I'm going to hop on a little jet plane and head to Tampa for 36 hours. So
what's going on in Tampa?
Dan, the man has a little birthday party celebration that we're going to have.
Here?
So yeah, we're going to go down there and just have some fun. I'm sure we'll do a little tiki bar action down there.
A lot
and
of those down
there. Yeah, I know. Yeah. So we like that. Maybe lay on a beach. Just.
You're
going to
do something very un-kids museum related activities.
Absolutely. Okay. I need to debrief a little bit. Yes, I am human. So,
all right. You've got another thing here, I thought. I didn't know you were part of this, and you're more than just part of it. It's the you're the founder of the Bark and Blue Foundation. What is that? Tell us about that. That sounds really cool.
So the Bark and Blue Foundation is an organization that helps to raise money and support police canines. So we all know that police departments can budget for themselves, but anyone who owns a pet also knows that there can be unforeseen expenses. And we don't want to see something that the department is using and investing a lot of time and energy into get the bottom of the barrel, lowest bitter type things. And there's also vet bills and there's other things that they need help with. So we help offset those costs. So right now, the Bark and Blue Foundation serves all of the Brown County police departments and one in Outagamie, the Outagamie County Sheriff's Department. So we do golf outings and we have fundraisers where you can come and meet the dogs. And
do the dogs play golf?
They do.
Do they?
They come out on the course and
be better than me,
I know, probably. Do you not? I don't play
short game.
Well,
no,
yeah.
I don't play golf.
I got it. Do you have
a
good
sports.
Long game?
Do I what?
Do you have a good long game?
If I get lucky, sure.
Okay.
No,
see,
I'm not
like,
a golfer.
I can putt like nobody's business,
really,
but to tee off, forget about it.
Yeah,
I got nothing.
With me, it's the other way. Ron, you're not really a good golfer. Conrad, back me up. If without a short game, right?
Yeah, you definitely need some short game.
Well, I got that. I got that game.
Drive for show. You know the rest of it, right?
No.
What is
drive for show, putt for dough?
There, oh yeah.
How do I know that?
I know.
Golfing
so
guy
I should
in the world.
Take you guys out putting. Then is what you're saying.
You dominate.
I love to go to mini golf.
Yes.
A little putt putt.
All right. So tell us more. Okay. So that's pretty cool. So you got a golf event. They get to meet the dogs to see if they want to take them home. Is that how that works? Or
just to meet the dogs and the service and ask the questions. And most of the time. When we have interactions with the police department, it's probably not a great one. So this is just more of a community service, warm and fuzzy, of being able to ask questions and how they train and if they go home with their families. A lot of them have other dogs. They bring them. The dogs are able to turn it on and off and just the training that goes into that. And if you think about it, a police canine, and I know people have feelings on this, which you should, but a police canine is the only tool that a police officer has that is retractable. So once a police officer says to you, Pete, stop with your hands up, don't move.
God, I've had a nickel for every time.
And you move,
yeah.
And they do any of the other tools that they have in their arsenal, something not so great is going to happen to
Pete.
But if they deploy a dog and you just say, no, wait, they can say down and the dog stops.
Huh.
So it's a retractable tool. So it's a safety issue.
Mm-hmm. The police wouldn't even have to pull a weapon or anything with me because I'm allergic to dogs. All they would have to do is send the dog over there and my eyes would start tearing up and getting all scratchy. No one wants to see Pete like that.
No, not a
That's
sad
really
Pete.
Cool. That's really, and who doesn't love police dogs, right? It's like
they're
the saddest
amazing.
Thing in the world on the news when you hear something happen to a police dog, and it does happen sometimes.
It does sometimes. There's some not so great people in this world. So we want to protect them and train them and get them all situated so they can come home safely at the end of the night.
Good for you. And you're the founder.
I'm the founder and the president.
And the president.
So we have, barkandbluefoundation.org. Bark and Blue
Check
Foundation.
It out. Yeah. And are you a dog? Do you have a dog at home?
I do not. Okay. I had like the dog 5 years ago and I lost her. And it just, I haven't been able to move forward from that. You know, when you have dog.
Yeah. Like a lot of people.
I still could be brought to my knees talking about her. She was my girl. So. Mm-hmm.
Will you ever get another dog, do you think?
I probably will eventually. My lifestyle doesn't support that right now. I like to jet all over the world and do radio shows with Pete Schwabba. So, could I bring the dog in?
We're in your backyard here. I guarantee you there's been a dog in this studio.
Oh, I'm sure there has. The mayor has for sure brought his dog in. Right. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, well, that's really cool. I think that's a great and good for you. And a lot of people seem like they get dogs right away after the dog, and that helps. But I think I'd be more like you. Like, it's just like, you got to have some space, right?
Right.
You
know, Conrad, I just hate to grieve.
Person? Yeah, I'm a dog person.
Do you own a dog?
I don't.
Okay.
I had a cat, too. I had a kid. The cat lived 22 years.
Oh, wow. That's a good run.
I know, right? Like, I celebrated its 21st birthday. It was amazing. Yeah. So,
but not the 22nd birthday you didn't celebrate? Oh, that's got to leave a...
Yeah. Mm. So.
Well, that's cool. So you like dogs and cats. Wow.
I do. I love all
animals.
I'm
allergic to both. So.
Oh.
I can never come over for dinner.
I've also like thought of fostering, but I feel like I would be a foster fail because like I just love them too much, and I just
okay.
I know they need
help. What do you mean? Like you'd want to keep them?
Yeah,
or something?
I would.
Oh yeah,
because I'd be like, oh, we're best friends. No, don't leave me.
You're best friends. That's you better than a guy sending a rose to a poker avatar in terms of friendship. Yeah.
No, I mean, okay. I was listening, but not the, yep.
So on my poker app, there are sometimes people as a profile picture, they pick an avatar.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy got on there, let's just call him Phil, and he had his real picture and he sent a rose to the avatar.
Oh.
He's hitting on the avatar. Yeah.
She's not real. But maybe he like subscribes to the people that think that all of those avatars and robots and AI is going to come alive, and he wants him to know that he loves her.
Maybe this weekend in Tampa, you'll party with him
maybe
and his avatar
I
girlfriend.
Hope so, yes.
Okay, so we talked about last time you were here. You did a friends quiz. That was pretty fun. You did very well, but
office quiz.
Office quiz.
Yep.
And now we took the time. Conrad has spent the better part of 3 weeks putting together a friends quiz. And you say you don't watch Friends. I asked you if you knew Friends, and you texted back, and you said, we were on a break, which is Ross's famous line.
I know, it is.
To me, that says, yes, I know Friends.
I do, but not as well as The Office. So I'm a little gun-shy, because last time I thought I was like, I know The Office, and then I was like, whoa, I don't know The Office.
We had some tough questions in there, though.
You
and even people who know The Office sometimes don't. But maybe we can do that. We'll ask her the easy ones, Conrad.
Yeah. Or I want to take a swing at it, though, fighting chance.
Let's do it.
Let's read some texts here because people are really, they feel strongly about this question.
About the Yeti?
Conrad's dad sent him out once looking for a Bigfoot. He's, get out there, son.
Did you find him?
That's the.
He had a divining rod. He was walking around the woods. A little farther in, son. Our question tonight is, do you believe in Bigfoot, the Yeti, or Loch Ness Monster? Robert from the 608 says, studies say, we already read that one. Okay. Jim from Appleton, the 920, says, Conrad, another potential guest to check out for the show, montesmagic.com. He is a Guinness World Record holder and runs a small theater magic school in Kimberley. Conrad, are you taking a memo?
Oh, I took a memo.
We got to find this guy. According to his website, he has done some TV and radio. Most interesting to me is that he moved from Hawaii to Wisconsin. Well, he already needs his head examined. Who does that? That's what Jim says. Who does that? I do it in the summer, Jim, but I'm with you. That's a big move. All right. We are going to talk. All right. When we come back, you're going to ask me about Ted Lasso.
I know. Because I love Ted Lasso.
And hate is a strong word, but I have issues. And we'll read some more text.
Okay.
That's coming up next. Ted Lasso talk and text. Do you believe in Bigfoot, the Yeti, Loch Ness? Let us know. It's a good debate. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
All my instincts, they return. The grand facade so soon will burn. Without a noise,
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show, weekday morning 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Nightlight. It's Tuesday. We are broadcasting live in the state of Wisconsin. It is so beautiful here tonight. And it is great to be. It's great to be in Wisconsin. It's great to be on the radio. And it's great to be sitting here with Heather Heil, my guest, who is in studio with me right now. She is the Director of Business Development at the Green Bay Children's Museum and also the founder and president. Well, you found it and then you made yourself the president.
I did.
That's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah. So I still am
and
running that. And I have a board of directors and we help support police canines if you're just joining us.
You got a board of directors. Was I even considered in this? Or
You were, but you were too busy. Radio show, big time. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know why more people don't ask me for advice.
Well, in that whole like allergic to dog things, I thought, probably
doesn't
not
mean
the right
I can't,
fit.
You know,
we
dispense
do a lot.
Information from a distance.
Okay.
Or just think
I will
about
consult
it.
With my people.
Think about it.
I'll take
I think
it under advisement.
Could be exactly what you need is a guy who doesn't want to be around dogs, so I can look at it from a perspective.
Outside perspective.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just think about it. That's all I'm saying. All right. Ted Lasso. You love it.
I love it. You are not a big fan.
I'm not. And I'll
so
tell
I
you
So I learned
why.
This the last time, and my friends listening
really?
Now, I was so shocked. Like, I went home, and I was like, Dan, Pete does not like Ted Lasso. And he's like, what? Who doesn't like Ted Lasso?
If you need me, my head will be in the pillow.
I know, right?
What I mean,
tell everyone why you are, please.
Here is what it's funny. The jokes are funny. Bill Rubel, one of the executive producers, wrote years ago. I sold a script to MGM that got made. It was called The Guy Thing. My writing partner, Greg, and I did 2 rewrites. We got replaced, as often happens. They brought in 2 guys, and one of them was Bill Rubel.
Oh,
and he's a Modern Family executive producer,
yeah.
Very successful writer,
sure.
A very funny guy. The jokes are great. But the show makes no sense. Under no circumstances would anyone... Okay, the show starts with Jason Sudeikis winning a national football title in Division II in America.
Yeah.
Never would he go over to England to coach a soccer team. Admittedly, he knows nothing about it.
Challenge.
Okay.
I challenge this theory.
Please do.
Because there was another show, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, Ryan somebody.
One of the Ryans, yeah.
Has a soccer. He bought a soccer team and is running. And that's real life. And that is on a show. So this really could happen.
He could buy a team and own it. Yeah. But they wouldn't hire him. Well, all right. She might hire him because she's trying to tank the team, which
is
stolen from Major League. However, he would not take the job. He won a college football Division II championship.
Yes, he
would.
He totally would because he's Ted Lasso and he's just got this big, huge heart. And I know that you have the son factor, but.
The what?
That he would leave his son and his wife.
I needed to give her space. So you took a job coaching a sport you know nothing about in the UK? That doesn't make sense. He would move up the ranks in college football. He wouldn't go, you know what? I want to go coach a soccer. It doesn't make sense.
Yes, it
and
does.
I can't suspend my belief. I have to believe it would happen. And it's a simple fix. Put in that he coached soccer in America. And had this opportunity. Why
so that's what you're hinging on? Just because it wasn't
it
soccer
it
in America?
It would never happen.
Conrad, what do you think?
It would never happen, ever.
Comrade. Yes, it would. Yeah.
When football coach going to coach soccer? When would that ever happen?
I don't think it would.
Wouldn't.
But I've only seen one episode, so I don't know anything about Ted Lasso.
It's just lazy writing. It could be fixed so easily.
Okay,
and then
so
the
because
show's
it was
fine.
You're looking at it from a writing perspective, then, which I completely respect because of that one little fact. But it was such a great, beautiful show.
It just made no sense.
Yes, it is. It's so good.
All right, I'm gonna get my
heart bursting. It's funny.
It is
and
but
lovable
it's
biscuits just, with the boss.
But make it make sense. Make it have. Ground it somewhat in reality, and I'm with you. I mean, on the other hand, I like Happy Days, and the Fonz slapped the jukebox, and it started. So,
well, see,
I'm not
there, and there's other shows that the writing there.
Yeah, but I was nine when I watched that. All right, you ready for some Friends trivia?
Do some Friends trivia. Okay. Oh, boy.
All right. Who said this quote? Conrad, you got the bell ready?
I do.
All right. Who said this quote? You threw my sandwich away? My sandwich? My sandwich?
Joey.
No.
Oh, really?
No, I know. That's
that,
a bit...
I feel like that would be a Joey thing.
He's the eater, yeah.
He
it's
is
Ross.
The eater. Ross said right, that. Gonna... Oh, well, you were saying it. You were trying to get me there. Sorry.
Sad
it
ring.
Was Ross. Yeah, sad.
All right. Okay. Until I was 25, I thought the response to I love you was, oh, crap.
Chandler.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah, that felt like him very much so.
All right. Here's one. I didn't know this one, but I think the character that says it, you won't be surprised. All right. I don't kiss and tell, but this hickey speaks for itself.
Joey. No.
Sad ring.
Sad ring.
Phoebe.
Oh, Phoebe.
Kind of Phoebe-ish, right?
Yeah, it is kind of Phoebe-ish. More Joey, though. He'd be more proud of it, though.
Oh, this is funny. Okay. All right. I'll try to say it in her voice.
You're a very sweet person, Ross.
Janice.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, with the voice.
The rest of the quote is, unfortunately, I just don't think I can take another second of you whining.
Yes.
That was a funny episode.
Yeah, that was
a
funny.
Whined
yeah.
so much, Janice got yes. annoyed with him. All right. Okay, hey, buddy. This is a family place. Put the mouse back in the house.
Oh.
I'll give you a hint. The house would be Central Perk.
Okay, put the mouse back in the house. Hey, buddy. The guy with the blonde hair, yes?
Yeah, you're on the right track.
Yeah, I can't think of his name, though. He has the blonde hair. He was the coffee guy, the bistro guy. Gunther.
Yes!
Woo!
Very well done.
Thank you. Took
right,
me a while to get there.
Let's do a multiple choice one. How many times was Ross legally divorced?
Two.
Is it A, 1, B, 4, C, 3, D, 6?
3.
Very good.
Oh. I said two right away. I knew there was, yeah.
How did
the lesbian and then the, because he was married to the lesbian.
Yeah. And then he was married to the girl in England.
The England
yep.
girl.
He said Rachel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then he married Rachel.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Three times.
Where did Carol first meet Susan? Was it A, Central Perk, B, Madison Square Garden, C, the gym, D, WGBW?
I think it was the gym, but I'm not sure on that. Yeah.
Correctamundo, yeah. to quote the Fonz. How long? Let's all right. Rachel left Ross a drunken voicemail confessing her feelings after Ross and Julie were about to take what big relationship step? A, get a cat. B, move in together. C, lease a car together. D, meet Julie's parents.
Meet the parents? No, wrong. Cat?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Woo.
All right, we'll end it on a good note. Thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Absolutely,
this is so
anytime.
Much fun.
Thank you so much.
You are awesome.
All right,
keep
next time I come,
work.
I want to talk about that roast that happened. The funny roast with
Tom Brady.
Yeah, did you love it?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. Yeah, okay. We'll do that next time. All right, Heather Heil, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Terry Bell talking about one of his favorite comedians. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and musical entertainer Rob Paravonian, who will sing a Beach Boys song about his grandpa. And we discuss the latest and greatest in binge-watchable entertainment.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner.
Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.